Welcome to Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck, and welcome to Sunday Sermon. We'll have a sneak peek of future episodes that will be coming up and what we'll be diving into, but you have to stay tuned until the end to hear that. So let's go ahead and let's start. This is going to be out of Luke 15, starting in 11 through 32. How many of you have heard of the parable of the prodigal son? And that's what we're going to cover today. Some of you may have heard of it. Some of you may have not. So what the prodigal son is about, we'll go ahead and it's about a father and then two sons. And he said, Jesus was telling the parable. And he said, there was a man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property into reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine rose in that country. And he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields and to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger. I will rise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this is my son, who was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he was received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him. But he answered his father, look, these many years I have served you, and I've never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But then this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes. You killed the fattened calf for him and said to him, son, you're always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for your brother was dead and he is alive. He was lost and is found. What if I told you that we're all like the prodigal son? Or prodigal daughters of God at some point in our lives, where we're living in sin, we're doing the exact opposite of what Jesus wants us to do in our lives. We've gone out, we squandered things. You know, you might have done it to your parents too. But you know what? after all of that, Jesus is right there with open arms to forgive you. God the Father's right there with open arms to forgive you. That's pretty amazing that His grace and His love that He has and compassion that He has for us, of knowing that many of us have trampled on His name, many of us have trampled on His work of the cross, many of us have not answered the call when He has called us. We've squandered His calling. We've squandered, you know, the very blessings He's given to each and every one of us. A lot of people still continue to squander the things that God is calling them to be, or calling them, because they've chosen the world. But I can tell you, it's never too late to come back. If you're that prodigal son or prodigal daughter that's out there wandering and squandering things and messing things up and not listening, and you've hurt, and you've hurt your Father in heaven, you can come back. He will forgive you. You know, I was the prodigal son once, maybe more than once. You know, many times, you know, even before I was a Christian, you know, I heard about God, knew about God, but I still went out in left field, did things that I wanted to do, or like my earthly father, Dad would tell me, hey, you need to do this and that, and I went into the exact opposite. Or any time that I had a little bit of money or a financial blessing or things, you know, I ended up blowing it up and squandering it. We've all done that in some capacity in our lives. We've all squandered stuff. We've all blown through it. We've messed up. But I'm here to tell you that you can come back. If you're that prodigal son, or if you're that daughter that's out there in left field, that's not living the life that Jesus wants you to live, or you haven't given your life over to Him yet, well, I can tell you right now, today, you can come back, or you can come to God. Here I am, broken. Forgive me. I repent of all my sins. And just like in the parable of the prodigal son, how the father was open arms, ran to his son. That's exactly how Jesus is. Open arms, right there, ready for you to run to Him and ask Him to forgive you. And ask Him into your life. And most importantly, and I've said it before, is forgiving others too. You cannot expect God to forgive you if you don't forgive. And that's actually in the Bible as well too. But the point that I'm trying to make, don't put it off till tomorrow. Come back. Come back to the Father. He's right there waiting for you. He loves you. And He's willing to forgive you. All you have to do is ask. Ask for forgiveness. I'm going to go ahead and pray after these commercials. You ever wonder what actually happens when a nuclear bomb goes off? It's what happens is it's called an electromagnetic pulse. And what that electromagnetic pulse does is it knocks out all the computer systems, your car, your computers, all of your pretty much all your most electronics that you own today, all out. There'll be no running water. There'll be no electricity. There'll be no way to cook food. There'll be no way to store your food. There will be no water for you to drink when you run out of your water that you have. But what if I told you, thanks to EMP Shield, you can still have your solar system, You can still have your generator. Your house can still be powered. Your car can still run. EMP Shield makes a device for any of those items I talked about. That you can protect your house, your car, your generator, your solar power system. Just use coupon code JEB. Get $50 off on your device. And that also applies even any sales that they give you, EMP Shield gives you at all. Also, plus the $50 off. And if you get multiple devices, you get $50 off as well. And also, you have the peace of mind of knowing next time you go to sleep, in the event that there is an EMP or solar flare of some kind, or a huge lightning strikes your home or your car, it will still be protected. Now, obviously, you'll need to get a new EMP shield if lightning strikes your car or your home, but you can have the peace of mind of knowing that your car, your house, will be just fine. Now, the EMP shield covers three phases of EMP, E1, E2, and E3. It's also made in the USA. And it also, they have a contract through the government, so the government uses their devices as well, too. So lots and lots of people are using their devices. So, like I said, have that peace of mind. And we also, the Jason Beck Show, they do give us a generous commission. So we go to help the podcast show out. And welcome back to the show. Hope you enjoyed that little commercial about EMP Shield. Yeah, it's very true. The device, you can have a device, an event of an EMP Shield out there, be man-made, God-made, nature-made, however, whatever happens, any type of an EMP strike, you won't be without a car. You won't be without your solar panels. I'm telling you what, if you need a bug out, it's better to have a car than to bug out by foot. A lot of people would have to bug out by foot. But you would have a car. You'd be able to stay away from people. Because the worst thing that you can, that can happen, in any type of a grid down situation, EMP strike situation, is people. People are the worst things in any type of an apocalyptic situation. But you also want to make sure you have plenty of gas, plenty of food. You can, in my description below, you can go to my link, for my Patriot Supply. You can get freeze-dried food from there. I would highly recommend it every week that you stock up on more water. And more water. As much water as you can. Do payday preps. So, lots of different things that you can do. But there's also many other ways that you can help support the show. You can give a one-time donation through PayPal. You can also give on a monthly basis as well, too. Or any of the products or any of the Jason Beck Show gear that you get. That also goes to help the show as well, too. So any way that you can help support the show is much appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you. And I promised you a little sneak peek on what we're going to talk about on future episodes. We're going to go a little more in depth into the missing 411. We're going to go into, talk about some of the cases that have happened. And then you decide. Then you get to decide. You'd be like a detective or like Sherlock Holmes and decide what really did happen. We're going to look at other unexplained things in this world. From the Bermuda Triangle to unexplained things that we can't explain. Go a little bit more in depth. I know I've covered some of it on just a minuscule, very little. But we're going to go a little deeper. So, for those that are enthusiasts about exploring the unknown and the unexplained things in this world and universe, we're going to tackle right into it. So, stay tuned for future episodes. I'm going to go ahead and pray for all of y'all. Dear God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for everybody that helps to support the show and everybody with the that's part of the Jason Beck Show family. I just want to thank them from the bottom of my heart and love each and every one of them. And Father God, just ask that you heal everyone that needs to be healed, comfort everyone, you know. And I pray for anyone that's right now has not accepted you, that they stand up boldly and repent and turn from their sins and ask and seek your forgiveness and ask you to be a part of their life and for the Holy Spirit and God the Father, and that they believe in your death, burial, and resurrection, that you died for their sins and rose again so that we can have everlasting life. But I pray that you teach them the Word of God, that the Holy Spirit teaches them the Word of God in the Bible, that it doesn't stop there. That's just the beginning. There are many commandments that we and many things that we need to follow and do in being a disciple for you. But I tell you, in the end, it's worth it. You know, living for you, Lord Jesus, is worth it for anyone that's willing to take that, because the path to heaven is narrow. The path to hell is broad. Lord, I just thank you, and I ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, any of the services, products that I mentioned that you can help support the show monthly, or help to support the show on a monthly basis, or a one-time donation, you can I'll put that in the description box or description for you. And thank you so much for tuning in for Sunday's sermon. I continue to look forward to future episodes and shows with you all. Please share, you know, with anyone. Please follow. Please subscribe. And I will catch you all on the next episode of the Jason Beck Show. Until next time, be safe. Get prepared. I'm Jason Beck is out. Catch you all later. Bye-bye.